Hey, welcome to Long Distance Sisters.
I'm Tori.
I'm McKenna.
And I'm Serena.
Come chat with us while we're far apart.
Okay, let's get started.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of, what are we called? Long Distance Sisters. I've almost said Stranger Things, guys, because that's where my head is this week. I'm listening to all the Stranger Things podcasts that exist out there. So I almost said welcome to that.
Great. Serena's out camping.
Yes, Serena is currently backpacking off the grid. So she's not here this week, but we are joined by my boyfriend, Kevin.
Hello.
And we're going to use this opportunity to talk about Disney, all of our favorite things. So,
yeah. Well, not all of our favorite things, our 10 favorite rides.
Well, no, I mean,
rides.
Disney is our favorite thing.
But we are doing top 10 rides. This does not include all attractions, so no shows or anything, just the rides. It's got a moving vehicle of some sort. It's a ride, except for Carousel Progress.
Why? That's a ride?
That's a show.
No, that's an attraction.
Is that on your list?
It's not, but still.
You considered it, I can tell. I was just saying that. Kevin sat down and said his picks were going to be controversial, and then I said I'm sure I could list them right now that's not going to be controversial.
But some of them, I just want to mix it up a little bit. Jeez.
Then is that your authentic list?
Yes, still what I like.
I don't see what you could possibly surprise me with.
Well, because
unless you put Muppets, McKenna probably put, but
no, I consider that a show.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I guess that would be a show. But anyway, shall we get into it?
Yeah.
So how are we going to do this? We're going to go backwards, one by one.
Backwards,
you know, like
even though all of our number one is predictable.
Probably for the three of us, yeah. So we'll go backwards, one by one. Like, we each say our 10th, and we each say our 9th.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
Who's going first?
You, because you're already talking.
No, you're the oldest, so.
What does that have to do with it?
Ladies first. We always do oldest, youngest.
Age order. Birth order.
Oh, all right.
Sisters podcast.
All right. So we're starting at 10, correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, I had to include a dark ride. So my number 10 is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ooh.
Good old classic. It's in all the parks. Well, all the areas where they have parks, but we're only doing Walt Disney World. Had to include a dark ride in my top 10. So that is the one dark ride that I believe my entire list.
The only one, huh?
Yes, that is my only dark ride. Classic dark ride.
No, it's not.
Like the slow moving ones, like I consider those dark rides. Like Haunted Mansion and Peter Pan and what I just said.
I consider dark rides to be anything that you're just like moving through scenery.
Yeah, like moving through a story.
Yeah, nice and slow.
It's Pirates is a dark ride, Haunted Mansion's a dark ride. It's not just the storybook ones.
Correct.
I would say Rise is a dark ride.
No.
No.
No. Absolutely. No. It is a floorless ride. Floorless track ride.
Floorless? There's a floor?
Floorless track.
Trackless.
There's a trackless. Thank you. Sorry. Wrong terminology. Two against one, you lose.
Oh, should we also say...
World describes it as a dark ride.
Talk like the classic style of dark ride. Okay. We've already talked about this for way too long already, I feel.
We should also say, I have not ridden Remy's or Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind yet.
Trust me, Ratatouille would not be on anyone's list, and it should not be. If it's on your list, I'm going to slap
you. Why are you looking at me like that?
You said you were going to be controversial. I'm just thinking ahead.
A little bit.
Okay. All right. I will say mine is...
Number 10.
Number 10, Splash Mountain. Not because it's racist, just because it has the best drop of any ride in Disney.
With a little disclaimer there.
I'm just saying.
And it like builds up anticipation to the big drop with like all the little drops.
It has multiple drops, and it has the best drop in all of Walt Disney World. So that is why it made my list. And it's long. It's nice and long. Like, I like a long ride. So
with like a soundtrack that is very memorable.
Okay, we're getting too into the races.
Okay. My number 10, and I thought long and hard about this, is alien swirling saucers.
What the
No, not even close.
McKenna!
It's just so much fun. And like, it's like the only ride that my boyfriend giggles on too.
Like the best part of it is the abbreviation of ASS.
No, I love like the different like music and how they made it like fun and spunky and everything. So you like don't know what song you're getting. And I also like, I guess I am biased because the Toy Story aliens are my second favorite Disney character.
I mean,
so I just think it's cute and like I always laugh. The wait time has nothing to do with it, I think. I mean, I've waited like 40 minutes for it before and I still had a blast.
Oh my God, why would you do that to yourself?
There was like technical downtime. So we got online and it was like 25 minutes and then something went up, but it's fine. It's fun. It's always so fun. I always laugh and I always look forward to riding it when I go to Hollywood Studios.
Okay. It brings you joy.
This is why it's your list and not collective list.
Oh my God, we never would have settled.
Some we could, but there'd be
should
a lot
we
of
write
compromise.
Down all the rides that make all of our lists?
I mean,
we can just recap now. At the end.
Yeah, okay. All right, number 9, Kevin.
Oh, I start again, okay.
Yes.
Number 9, I'm going with the brand new Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. We have only ridden it one time, but it has a lot of potential. It's why it is so low right now, but it has definitely has the potential to climb my list of top 10. It's very fun. Again, we've only ridden it once, but the song that we had was fantastic to go along with it. I don't know what the storyline was. I wasn't paying that much attention because I was just having so much fun on the ride in general.
Good. Agreed. It's a good ride. Good soundtrack.
I hear the queue is really fun.
I mean, it's a queue.
And there's like a lot of like Easter eggs in the queue.
Probably. There's I just don't know.
Supposed to
them.
Be a couple. We don't know where they are yet. There's some surprises, like, because it kind of goes through like sections of kind of divvying up the line a little bit. So get a little pre-show here and a little pre-show there.
Yeah, it reminded me of Rise having like a kind of multiple pre-shows that are a little more interactive.
So, adds to the experience a little bit.
Makes it a long experience.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Agreed.
All right. My number 9 is Flight of Passage. I like it. I like the smells. It's very pretty. It's very relaxing. It's nice and long. But it doesn't give me the thrill that I really crave. So, or the nostalgia. So that's why it's 9, not up higher. Like I think it would be a lot of people's number 1, but not for me.
It definitely would be a lot of people's number 1. Yeah.
Okay. My number 9 is Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Or is it Railroad? Railway.
Railway.
Railroad? Okay. Railway. I like
you looked these up before you came on.
I did, but like, you know, you just see Mickey and Minnie's and you're like, okay.
Yeah, we get them. Sorry.
But I don't know. I really like the trackless ride system. I like how it takes you through different rooms and each has like its own theme. I love Daisy's dancing room. And like, I've only ridden it once. And like, I usually love looking for hidden Mickeys on rides, but I told myself not to look for hidden Mickeys while I was on it, but I still like found some. And it was like, it was really fun to just randomly come across hidden Mickeys too. So that added to the experience. But I think it was just really cute. Even though I'm not a fan of the new animation style, I thought it was a very enjoyable ride and lasted quite a few minutes too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's not bad. It's cute, but it's not a must do for me.
Not a must do for me as well. I think it's a good addition. I didn't like the subtraction factor of taking away Great Movie Ride being one of the original attractions in Hollywood Studios. But it is a good addition. I just wish they didn't have to delete to add it. And the only attraction that does feature Mickey Mouse himself.
In all of the parks, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, all right. Number 8.
We're down to number 8. And I went with the good old People Mover at Magic Kingdom.
I assumed you would.
Well, that's because you know me. But
And they'll be higher on Mechanus, so.
This one for me just has a lot of nostalgia. I know over the years of going, we always went right first to Tomorrowland, and this was always like the first thing that we did every single trip. Not by any means the most thrilling ride whatsoever, but it's got a good length, like you've been saying, Tori. And just there's a lot of nostalgia, and it hasn't changed. And I don't think that they technically can change it because of handicap accessibility. So I think it has to stay exactly how it is because of that factor.
Plus it weaves through everything. That would be a lot to take down.
And like when Space Mountain is down and like the lights are on, you can see mm-hmm. how Space Mountain is like standing.
Same with Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin. You can lights are on in there. But the one at Disneyland, they did redo, and then they've had trouble with it, and they can't take it. They can't put it back to what it originally was.
My number 8 is an oldie but a goodie, Rock and Roller Coaster. I have a lot of nostalgia with it because of like it came out. I know it's not a super old ride, but I don't know. We were just very hyped about it when it opened, and I know we went pretty early on and prioritized it, and our whole family is big roller coaster people, so we all went on it. And we like Aerosmith as a family, like our parents like Aerosmith, so it was just always a really good ride that the whole family loved. So, and I mean, it is a roller coaster. It's probably one of the biggest, probably is technically the biggest thrill ride in Walt Disney World. Not necessarily that it's a better coaster than other ones, but it's like the only upside down one, the only hydraulic start. So
high speed.
Mm-hmm.
All very true facts. Mm-hmm. Can't argue with it.
My number 8 is the classic Haunted Mansion. So many special effects that haven't been changed since it came around on opening day at Disney World. Just a good, always good to, yeah. I can't not include it on my list because that's my boyfriend's favorite. But I do love it. It's a must. Do it. Yeah. Unless you have children who are afraid of the dark.
It's a classic. Yeah. It has great theming.
But the movie, no. Okay? No. With Eddie Murphy. I love
the movie.
No.
When you were little?
The skeleton scene freaked me out. I can never watch it.
You guys used to watch it over and over and over.
Not that one.
Yeah, that's why they're making another one.
Maybe it was Serena then, not you.
Yeah.
Someone watched it a lot because I saw it more than I wanted to.
All right, moving on to number 7 for me is going to be full of classic, terrible jokes. Good old Jungle Cruise.
Kind of forgot about that one.
Oh, no. So you couldn't have predicted my list then, could you?
I mean, if I thought about it in terms of you, I would have.
Correct.
It's just not a priority to me.
Yeah.
But I like it. Hard to beat.
Yeah. I don't go on it every time. Just because, like, I go often enough that's like, I don't want to hear. I know some skippers have different jokes, but I don't want the jokes to ever get old. So I don't ride it every time I go, especially with the long lines. But I like the Jungle Cruise version too.
Well, have you been on it since they added a bunch of stuff to it?
I think it was a decent way through the transformation when I went on it in December.
We used to not have that bad of a line, but then all the hype came back. I want to say even before the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody just revived its popularity somehow, and it's super popular again.
All right, my number 7, let me check. Is I think our first repeat, Pirates of the
Caribbean.
Classic. It's long. I love the addition of Johnny Depp or Jack Sparrow.
I prefer the original.
No.
I do. That's it.
Okay. I'm not asking
just
you.
Just saying.
I like it. Also used to not have that drop in the beginning, right? That was added, I think, when they added the movies.
I don't remember that.
No, they always had to have the drop. Because that's what takes you below the railroad, since most of the attraction is technically outside of the park.
And there you go.
I thought it was not there
before. I don't know.
But I just like it.
It's good. It's classic. It's fun. Sometimes you get wet, sometimes you don't.
Yep.
Okay. My number 7 is also a repeat, Rock and Roller Coaster. Same reason as Tori said. I like how the songs can change, especially like how Love in an Elevator changes to Love in a Roller Coaster. I love it when I get that one. Our family, for the picture, we always tried to do like Steven Tyler's hand thing, however it goes, that they like blurred out of the pre-show. Bad
thing or something.
I don't know what it means. I don't even know if I just did it right.
I think it means something bad, and that's why
they... I think so, too. Otherwise, they wouldn't have photoshopped it out of the pre-show.
Yeah, but I forget.
Oh, is that what they took out of the pre-show? I knew they took some out. I never knew what it was.
Yeah. It's a good one.
But I always come off wishing it was longer, because it's so good.
It is, like, pretty long. Decently long, though.
It's, like, a minute, 27 seconds, I think.
Yeah. Something like that. I always enjoy every second on it.
Is it we're at Disneyland? So we have the only version of that then. Because it used to be in Paris, but they just redid it. So
Number six.
Mine is Toy Story Mania. Good competition. It's fun. You get to shoot stuff. It's Toy Story. I don't know. You guys got any more?
I don't really care about it.
Really?
Yes, really.
It's because you lose all the time.
Too much in the... I should not have done that motion.
No, you should not have.
It's too much on the flora. Oh. I'm still at the bottom of my screen.
I do prefer it, though, to Buzz Lightyear because I'm better at the games.
I prefer Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz just got too easy for me, so...
Well,
I get that.
All
right. If I get Galactic Hero a few more times, I'll really get that.
Yeah. All right.
But also, I hear to like maximize your score on Toy Story Mania, it's like a lot of teamwork. Like both have to be hitting stuff to open up like more points or something.
Oh.
Like, you gotta look it up. But you gotta work together to get the most
points. It is also a video game, I believe, on the Wii. Like, some of those levels are exactly the same as whatever the video game was on the Wii. Because I know my nephews had it, so, like, they were really good at it. They wouldn't tell me the secrets if they knew them. I'm not sure they really did, but... I mean, I told them the secrets to Buzz Lightyear. That's all I have to say.
All right, my number six is Space Mountain, a classic. Always very exciting. I enjoy running over there for one last ride at the end of the night and then going on again to try to be like the last people in line. Like, you make it just before they close the ropes. It's a great ride to do that and have a nice little magical moment of being like the only person in the queue.
Red side or blue side?
They're the same. I don't know which is which.
I don't either. I just thought maybe you had a preference.
I prefer the right. I don't know which one that is.
That doesn't really help. I don't know which direction you're looking at it. Like
right, go right at the end of the line.
Okay. We should probably.
As long as they each have the like triple swirl at the end or whatever it is.
I hate that part. That's the worst part.
That's my favorite part.
The helix?
Yeah. I hate the sound.
No, that's like the best sound in there.
I hate that.
I love it. And Tori, you said this. Close your eyes. No, you close your eyes.
Yes, close your eyes on it. It's way better. And try to sit as far back as you can, and it will go faster.
And I try. I don't put my hands up. I am scared to put my hands up.
Yeah, I don't put my hands up on there. I'm going to die if I do.
No, that clearance.
And I make sure my hair is up.
Does not look like there's much clearance there whatsoever. And that's coming from all the short people, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so close your eyes and sit as far back as you can.
And the photos at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, my number 6 is Thunder Mountain Railroad. That's my favorite in Magic Kingdom. It's a nice long coaster, always fun, especially towards the back. When you pass the goat, you keep your eye on the goat as you swing past and it like flings you to the side. But it's like a good, it's just a good classic long coaster. Always fun, especially like if you're waiting in the queue when the fireworks are going on, like especially the outside part of the queue, so you can like see the fireworks from there. It's really pretty, really nice.
I don't think I've ever done that. All right. Well, to build right off of that, my number five is also Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. For me, it was one of my very first roller coasters. So there's also a lot of nostalgia there for with that. And then with my family, I always ride with my nieces and I purposely squish them. So if it's a right hand turn and you're going to be slung over to the right, I just throw my body into it and just squish whoever's next to me to add an extra fun to it. And my nieces giggle so much when we do that. So this adds a little more something to it. And it's just a good all around ride.
My number five is Dinosaur.
Yeah.
Fantastic choice.
Yes. It's a good one. I love it. I love the thrill factor. I love the surprise factor. There's drops. There's jump scares. It's good.
I wish they'd fix the pterodactyl, though, and make it swing again.
Yeah. Can't have everything.
Yeah. It'd probably be easier to fix than the Yeti.
Oh, highly. Very easily. Yeah.
The Yeti, they're not even trying to fix it ever. No. Like, it's unfixable. Like, it's the reason the ride was breaking. So it's just over.
Okay. My number five is Tower of Terror. I love that you never know how the drops are going to go.
Five?
Yeah.
McKenna!
It's really good.
It's on her list, at least.
Damn!
Oh, my God. I didn't get at you for Flight of Passage, but it's just really good. I love the thrill of the story, not just the attraction itself, too. It's a must-do, especially in our family, obviously, because Tori. Hint, hint. Okay, Kevin.
All right, so we're down to number four. My number four, we're going over to Animal Kingdom for, I think, its main attraction, Kilimanjaro Safaris. That ride is, what, 18 minutes at least? And you're just riding around looking at animals?
At least, yeah.
And it's even better if you break down, or not break down, but you get stuck because there's a giraffe stuck in the road. So he's like right, or she, sorry. The giraffe is right there in front of you. Go early in the morning if you have not been ever. Go early in the morning because the animals are way more active.
We go on it multiple times in a day when we go.
Okay. Yeah, because like toward the end of the day, they bring out, they swap the painted African painted dogs for hyenas too.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good one. All right, my number four. I've only ridden it one time, but it is Guardians.
Dang, I didn't think you were going to list it.
Yes. It's a really good coaster. It's very smooth. It's like Space Mountain, but on steroids. And yeah, it's just, it checks all the boxes for a coaster. It's smooth. It's thrilling. It's fun. The music is good. It's just, yeah, a really good one.
And you didn't feel the nausea like most people are saying they're feeling, correct?
Not at all. Yeah,
same. I didn't feel it either.
I wish it had like, did it have a big drop? Not really. I wish it, I like a drop.
There was so much going on. I don't remember, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't really.
There's so much going on.
Somewhat drop.
It's so fun.
Nice. Okay. My number four is Soarin' Around the World. I love Soarin'. I think I like Around the World better than Soarin' Over California or whatever it was before. I just love all the different scenes. The Arctic. The Savannah, however you pronounce the castle that inspired Sleeping or Cinderella Castle. And how it's just like the real places that inspired locations in Disney movies. I just think it's so neat. And, you know, good smells. Just
the classic. Where we lived in Sydney.
I understand why people, even though I don't clap at the end of it, I understand why there's always people that clap at the end of it. A classic non-thrill ride, unless you're afraid of heights. Then it might be a little thrill.
Yeah. Everyone's mom's favorite ride.
Yes. It's my stole my line.
Ride.
Exactly.
You stole my line.
It's not our mom's favorite, though.
No.
Like, she likes rocking the best. Our mom does like it a lot, though. It was a priority for her for a long time.
Would it be her number two if she had a list?
Maybe. All right.
All right. Hitting the top three. My number three is Hosford Effect. Tower of Terror.
Number three?
You know what my other two are going to be, so yeah. Don't even. And they flip-flop. One doesn't, but two and three flip-flop.
Yes.
So, yeah. I don't know. It's just a good ride. The sequences mix up. You know, you can have that little wager at the beginning. You're going to go up. You're going to go down first. Yeah, it's just overall good. The theming, like, come on. That you can't get much better theming than that one. Like, they need to just permanently keep it. Though I've heard good things about the Guardians version in Disneyland. But we're talking about Disney World. And no, keep Tower how it is because it belongs in Hollywood Studios. It goes right with the theming of the park as well. Yeah. And it's just, it's the symbol for the park too. So you can't change that. Come on.
I don't think they will.
Granted, they need to get the other side working. I'm tired of a long wait for it.
I mean, it does work on and off. Not as well.
It shouldn't have a 90-minute wait.
Yeah. I mean, if they close it for a while, like, I mean, they had Everest closed for 2 or 3 months. They can close Tower, fix the other side, but maybe they're just afraid of doing that because Hollywood Studios, everything else already has super long waits.
Mm-hmm. That one just, it gets buried in the long waits as well. We've seen it at 3 hours before, and we're like, what? That's an older ride for that park. It's but
a lot of people's top.
So good. So good.
Mm-hmm. I have ridden it 15 times in a row, one time, by myself.
Well, we can't.
Tori, you're still going to talk about Lou.
I know. All right, my number three is Everest, a great coaster. Just a great coaster, the best coaster at Disney, in my opinion. It has all the elements. It has a steep hill, good drops, multiple drops. Has backwards, it has surprise, it has speed. It's good.
This is your number three?
Yep. I love Everest.
Right. I thought it would be higher for you. Huh.
I love other things more.
Well, consider me baffled.
Yeah, it didn't even crack my top 10 because it didn't even make the list of like my top 15, 20 when I was trying to figure out my top 10. Because I think it's very overrated. I think it's very rickety.
She's got three choices left.
And I would rather have a smoother coaster. That's just my preference. It's
pretty smooth.
No. Especially when you're going backwards, I feel like it gets pretty rickety. And that is not the time you want it to get rickety.
It's good.
And also, like, the Disco Yeti is broken and unfixable.
Just one element, but
I just think it's very overrated. That and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Oh, that one by far is. We haven't even mentioned that one yet.
I like Mine
Train. I don't think anyone is mentioning.
An honorable mention for me.
We'll get there at the end.
Okay.
Because there's a lot we haven't even mentioned.
Okay.
My number three is Dinosaur. I love the thrill. I love how it's like mostly dark and then they just like put a light on where you want to pay attention. So it feels a lot more immersive because it's dark. That's when I like it to be rickety. It makes me feel like I'm back on a safari, like going through all the really bumpy roads. There's like one family picture of when like the Carnotaurus at the end is roaring and, you know, people are like screaming or like ducking. And I'm just like, okay, that was really loud. That was a little too loud.
I don't like the scream at the very end, that high-pitched scream that they do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the worst part of the ride.
Yes. And then there's the first time I rode it with my boyfriend, he was like, he gets really scared of the dark. So he was like holding my hand. And when the Carnotaurus roared, he like just like wrapped himself all up in me. He was so scared. I almost bought the picture. I should have. I regret it. But yeah, it's just always, it's always fun. Like, and when the parks like had just reopened and it was still pretty like crowds were pretty slow because I went like that August 2020. I was in the back by myself all the way to the right, and there was one couple like front left but because it's so dark in there, it felt like I was all alone, and it was incredible. Okay.
It is a fantastic ride. That is why it is my number two in all of Walt Disney World. So, what is it? Was your top five too, right?
Yeah.
So, all cracks all three of our top fives. I feel like it's one of those rides that a lot of people just don't know about if you've never been to Disney World, because it's not after one of the main franchises. The ride existed before they went ahead and made the movie Dinosaur, which, skip it, you don't need to watch it. It's not that good. I don't even remember it. It's that bad.
I used to watch it a lot.
But the ride itself is just fantastic.
Very underrated. A lot of people don't really think about it unless they are fans of the parks. But
it can be very scary for kids. I remember one time I was there by myself, and family in front of me asked if it was scary. I was like, no, it's not that bad. And then they got off and that kid was bawling and I felt so bad. I was like, I need to go buy this kid like some candy or something. I was going to, but their parents insisted that I couldn't. So I felt so bad. Like, that kid was traumatized.
I know a lot of people talk about how it's like the same ride system as the Indiana Jones ride out in Disneyland. But I remember riding that and I was like, yeah, it's good. But I think Dinosaur is way better, even though most people say Indy's better.
I agree.
I can't make that judgment call because I haven't been on the other one. But this one's just so good. And it's dinosaurs. Yeah.
I like when they push a ride to an extreme, like the very dark. Often rides that should be dark and scary at a place like Disney World are not quite as dark or quite as scary as you want them to be. And I think Dinosaur gets pretty close.
Yeah.
So and I get to that extra level of thrill than if the lights were on just a little bit more.
Even. Yeah.
I think it's the only attraction I have a shirt for too. And it has, I have like the vegetarian shirt with the herbivorous dinosaur on it. Yeah.
And they've only made minor changes to it here and there. The biggest one that I know would be adding the screens with the CompSop maintenance on them, where they're just like jumping around on the sides. That's the only real change that I know that they've made to it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll point it out to you next time when the little dinosaurs are jumping. They're just a screen. They used to not be there. It used to be just pitch black in that area. And I've been on that one so many times that there's a couple B modes that I've experienced. There is one currently because the final picture is not working right now, that Carnotaurus. So that's over on the left side. So then the pictures look weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Like where the Carnotaurus is supposed to come out, like the big picture shot, it was broken and dark. And then like way up in the left corner, there's a Carnotaurus head that they shine a light on. I was like, what the fuck is that?
So you're not even looking at it for the picture. So because usually, you know, you're looking right at the Carnotaurus for that picture and you're like, ah, like, or most everybody is, and everybody like us, and we're like waving like, hey, but this is fun. But it's on the opposite side, so everybody's just like looking away from the camera.
Yeah. It's weird. And it's like kind of far away, like just the head. And you're like,
it's weird. Like we came on up on it and I was like, what is going on? Like, huh?
It's weird.
Yeah. And the real one's under a bunch of camouflage. Or it's pooled, I don't know. But I saw camouflage over there. Okay. Anywho, we can move on now. Number all two, right. Tori.
My number two is Kilimanjaro Safari. Always good, always different, long, and it's real animals. It's great. Can't say anything negative. And I tend to have good luck on it with seeing active animals. I've heard the lion roar. I've had really good luck.
The wildebeest stampeding we've seen before. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yep, lots of giraffes in the road and right up next to the car. But that happens.
I feel like there's usually a baby, a fairly new baby out too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now there's some rhinos out there, baby rhinos, and is there something else?
I think there was a zebra born last year.
I think you're right.
There were actual ostrich eggs this last time around the fake ones. Apparently that's why there's fake ones, so that they'll lay the real ones with the fake ones in sight so people can see.
And they're like young elephants too.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you can always stop afterward and to see my favorite baby Gracie, the gorilla.
It's not part of the ride.
She's so cute. She just turned 3 and she's so cute.
Did you say Gracie's a gorilla just so everybody knows? Okay.
That baby Gracie the gorilla.
I'm sorry.
And there's another baby there now too, but I only care about Gracie.
Okay. My number 2 is Flight of Passage. I just think, I mean, it's a good length, first of all. And like, I've ridden it for not the first time after waiting over 2 hours. And I still found every minute enjoyable. So like the long waits definitely don't deter me or take away from the experience. And the first time I rode it though, oh gosh, I think I was trying to decide at the time whether I wanted to go right into vet school or if I wanted just to go into conservation work. And obviously that ride's very like conservation focused. Like that's the whole reason they're taking you out there. Like they want you to see like this nature is worth preserving. And like I start tearing up like 2/3 of the way through because I'm like, I just have to do conservation work. It's so pretty. It's so nice. We gotta protect these things. It's just a beautiful, beautiful ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one. It's pretty. The glasses almost never work for me. They're always blurry. I don't know what to do about that.
I don't know. That one. It is a good ride as a whole. Just sometimes like some of those smells bother me and I don't know, there's a certain one in there and then I just don't kind of feel good in there, so that's why it dips so low. If you're going for the experience overall, like everybody probably think, like I know that's usually in everybody's like top 3 that's like experienced it like one time.
Yeah,
but we live right here and we've been on it numerous times and it just doesn't always do it for me. It's not a must do when we go to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. And as someone who's been on it a lot, I hate the pre-shows. They're so long and there's like 10 million of them. And I'm like, can we just get on the ride and start? And half the time you sit on the ride and then you're there for like 5 minutes and it's just blank. And I'm like, hello, we're going to start. Yeah.
The Mission Space pre-shows are also really long, but they have to have them for safety reasons.
Hmm. Yeah,
because we have to warn you, I think, at least 13 or 14 times before you get on the ride that it might cause claustrophobia or nausea or something.
Oh my gosh.
And then people ignore the warnings and get on the ride and be like, no one told us we would feel this way. It's like, we did.
Yeah.
We told you, you could read it. People will say it to your face.
You have barf bags.
Kevin, number 1.
Well, of course, mine is Rise of Resistance, being the huge Star Wars fan that I am. You know, the only other time that I've been invited onto this podcast was to talk about Star Wars. Just from beginning to end, that how long is the experience overall? Like 18 minutes? Mm-hmm. Like from once you enter the certain point of the ride where you start interacting kind of with things. And I mean, for me, I'm absolutely blown out of the water. I feel like I'm actually in the movies, like the Star Wars movies themselves. I just can't say enough about it.
It's very good, very immersive. Even coming from me, which before I wrote it for the first time, I had never seen most of the movies. So like, I still enjoyed it and yeah.
And there's two different routes you can go. I've seen a lot of the B route. Or B mode, I should say, because the one animatronic breaks down all the time. But the two different routes where you get raised up and you're face to face with an AT-AT shooting at you. That's the better route compared to the other one where you just go over to the side. It's so good. You just feel like you're in the movies. It's so immersive. It's
great. But those routes don't differ because things are broken.
No, but there's the two different routes, right? But I'm just saying there's also the B route later. That you get a screen instead of the animatronic of Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I got the animatronic the one time I rode it. And I did really like it. And, like, I love the trackless part. I love the little drop. But I feel like when I had to wait in between different sections and stuff, and like, you know, there's other people there just in normal, you know, earth clothes, that kind of took away from the experience for me.
The cast members, I think, do such a great job of staying in character, because I've tried messing with them a couple times and they stick stern face, and like, I think if Disney would let them go a little bit farther, like they would like put you in handcuffs or something for doing things like that, of trying to mess with them. So, but I haven't seen anybody budge, like even a smile, being the character that they are without giving anything away with what's going on. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's a unique experience. All right, my number one is, of course, Tower of Terror. I love it. I love the theming. Like, in my whole life, I've always loved theming like that, like haunted 1930s, like, oh, like, love it. Old Hollywood, love it. So the theming is on point for me. I love a drop. Drops are my favorite thing in rides. The bigger, the better. So this obviously has multiple of really good, long, fast drops. And yeah. Just the thrill factor, the haunting factor. It's so good.
I like how the cables pull the ride down too, so you're dropping faster than gravity would have you drop. Yeah.
And how no two are the same. And there's two different elevators. So one is definitely better, I think. So stay to the left of the line. Yeah, I swear you get an extra drop.
Noted. Okay, my number one, surprise, Kilimanjaro Safari. Of course, I love the animals. I like seeing animals that, like, not all zoos have, like Okapi and stuff, and the African painted dogs. I like the new goat area. I think that's really cute. My grandparents took me on the Wild Africa trek for my graduation gift from high school. It was really cool to see like a different part of that attraction and to eat lunch looking over the savannah. But this is also like, this and Barnstormer are the most nostalgic Disney rides for me. Of course, Barnstormer's lost it since it got the retheme to the Great Goofini instead of actually being a barn that you're storming. But when the attraction first opened, it had like a stronger conservation message, mainly because there weren't as many animals as there are now. And so you'd like try to track down poachers or go over to a rickety bridge, but the tracking down the poachers to find the elephants Big Red and Little Red. I remember riding it when I was like 3 or 4 years old. And I was like, I mean, I knew at that point I wanted to work with animals, but that is what made me go like, I want to work in conservation, like at such a young age. It was that attraction. It was stopping the poachers. So the live animals,
the original version,
yeah,
version compared to what the updated one has been, correct?
I mean, the updated one has more animals, so I still wish they had that old version though, because I want to know how many people would try to like have more pro-environmental behaviors coming off of it.
I like, personally,
this is a real issue in the world.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta help.
They'll talk about it, which is good.
They take a different approach to it. I prefer the original because I liked that rickety bridge part, and just added a little more drama, which clearly if nothing is gonna happen, but it just made everybody nervous and just added a little bit of a kind of a little thrill factor in the middle of this calm ride. So okay. That rounds out the top 10. Do we go back to just some honorable mentions? There's still quite a few rides we have not mentioned whatsoever.
I have a very underrated ride that I would like to mention. My favorite Dumbo style. What? No, not Barnstorm. My favorite Dumbo style attraction is Astro Orbiter. I think it has a little bit of a thrill to it. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna fall out of this spaceship rocket, even though I know I'm not. You get very close if you're riding with someone though. Like, you are literally right up on them.
You're
riding with someone. Lap,
yeah.
Like in their lap. So just keep that in mind. But it's also one of the best views of Magic Kingdom, I feel. I would love to ride it during fireworks, too. It's like a very clear view of the castle when you're facing it and not facing backwards. Yeah, I love Astro Orbiter, and I can't stand it when people say crap about it.
I've only been on it once or twice, I think, ever. The line's always too long.
And it just, I don't know. It doesn't.
It was hard during COVID when it was like one party in the elevator at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that had to be a nightmare.
I think my favorite Dumbo style ride is Dumbo.
Agreed. I'd go Dumbo as well.
Astro Orbiter, Triceratops Spin, Dumbo, Magic Carpets.
But my honorable mentions were Frozen, the good one.
No, Maelstrom.
Rise, Haunted Mansion, and Mine Train. They were contenders for me. Didn't quite make the cut.
My honorable mention would be Star Wars Smuggler's Run. Reason it didn't make my, it didn't crack my top 10. If they had more sequences instead of it always being the same story, then it would definitely crack it. But since it's always the same story, and most of the time I end up with some small child that is the pilot, and they run into everything, and it's a kid driving, so it's okay. I get it. But I want to drive, dang it.
Being the pilot so stressful. I prefer being the engineer.
I thought it was supposed to have multiple, or like you're supposed to be able to change the ending, and you can't. I feel like it's always the same.
I've seen a couple like very last scenes that are different, but I feel like that's just because the ride needs to rotate into the correct position or something for you to exit. For how so the style it will, like, is
keep stalling, kind of.
Yeah, and it'll be like, oh wait, there's a Minock or something on the ship, like let me get them real quick, and it just adds a couple seconds to it or something. And it could just be somebody slow at loading or whatever. There's the rumored Wookiee version where it's just Chewbacca yelling at you and you have no idea what they're saying, but you have to get that sequence correct. And I think you have to have everybody lock it in, like do the certain like passcode to enter it in. But if it had more sequences, that would change that one for me, for sure.
That's why I prefer Star Tours to Smuggler's Run. I like how they can all change, the order can change, stuff like that.
They're bringing more scenes to that. That was just announced at Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah. I got to shout out Mission Space, my attraction for my college program. I'm orange team. But I think both sides are unique and very good. The Earth is just like a pretty and relaxing version. And also the orange is very, very thrilling, very intense. And just, you can always look up details if you want. But yeah, don't go on it drunk. Although we always thought the drunk people were going to throw up, and they never did. I mean, some did, but we stopped guessing they would. When so many didn't. Ooh, don't ride it after you eat, though. That's when we see the most throwing up.
Which everyone's been eating all day if they're in Epcot.
Unless they go right away.
Okay, recap. So I think we all had Dinosaur, Tower of Terror, and Kilimanjaro Safaris in our top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even all in our top 5.
They're all in our top 5, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously those three, very good.
You didn't name Big Thunder, did you?
And McKenna, you didn't name Pirates, right?
No,
and I didn't name People Mover like you thought.
I really thought you were going to.
But it does have a great fireworks view. There are lots of places you can go and watch fireworks that aren't in front of Magic, in front of the castle. Yeah, if you don't like crowds, like
that, they're not that good.
I'm still going to give them a shot when their projections down Main Street are working.
Right. Exactly. That's the thing is, they don't always work.
I'm excited to try both Remy's and Cosmic Rewind, though. More excited for Cosmic Rewind.
You should be.
Yeah. Definitely be hyped.
I'm excited. I want to go with Dad.
I know.
I want to go with Dad to Disneyland.
This is
California Adventure.
to Avengers Campus.
Because like I was with him the first time he rode Flight of Passage too. And it was just great. That was when I waited over 2 hours.
He got food and came back.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that closes us out for this week's episode. Let us know if you like us talking about Disney, because Serena thinks that you don't. So she doesn't let us talk about Disney unless she's not here.
Just gonna call her out, huh?
Yep. I am.
Yep.
Hi, Serena. Love you. But yeah. So let us know. Do all
Disney the things. Food.
Our podcast alive. Let us know your top 10. And join us next week. Serena will be back. No idea what we're talking about, but we will see.
Yeah. And you heard Kevin mention the Star Wars episode earlier. So that was a few episodes ago. So go back and listen. If you haven't listened yet, it's very cool. I think not just about Galaxy's Edge, Serena. We didn't just talk Disney.
So yeah. All right. Well, I can't say see, but we'll catch y'all next week.
You can see us on YouTube.
Yeah, or you can watch the YouTube version.
Or see us on TikTok.
Yeah.
Or Tori just got our Instagram going.
Yeah, barely. It's there for when we want to do it. All right. Have a good night, y'all. Or a good week, good day, whenever you're listening. And bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to this week's Long Distance Sisters. Be sure to subscribe for more episodes and leave a good review.
And check out the video version on our YouTube channel.
You can find all of our other social media information in the description.
Talk to you later.
Bye.